When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And so, hey, it is the third Sunday of the month, and a little different this morning in that well, we heard about it last week that our busy bee traveler, world traveler, except he's staying in the country, is that our production engineer, Nathan Miller, is not here today because he has winged back east for the baptism of his second niece. So filling in for Nathan and keeping everything going would be Odie Ortiz, and I hope I pronounced that right.
No,
but
it
good
was
morning,
perfect, yeah.
Odie, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, how are you doing so far?
I'm doing good. I'm not an early riser at all, so this is kind of a something hard for me to do, but it's beautiful out, so it's
well,
definitely
guess
making up
what?
For it.
Guess what? I'm not a morning person either.
I listened to your show last week, so I'm very glad that we're both on
the same page. Oh, and Natasha's waving her hand. Not a morning person either, Natasha. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, I can get up in the morning, but sometimes my husband says, Natasha, your brain and your mouth and your actions are not in alignment right now.
Well, I'll tell you, but I'm definitely not a morning person, and I'm only a morning person on Sundays. Because I have to be. But let me tell you, last week, Odie and Natasha, with our spring forward. And well, anyway, I didn't officially introduce Natasha. So anyway, Odie is here in the studio. Natasha and I are zooming in because Stacy Callscreener is also not here today. And that's because Stacy, you know that she's a golfer. The weather has been changing, getting a little nicer. Apparently, she got invited to play where the elite meet to eat. And, she gets to have a very special golf game at Seattle Golf Club today. So she said she'd be a little rusty because it's winter stuff. But what a glorious day she has to play.
Yes.
So Stacy's off playing golf. Nathan's baptizing babies, and but Natasha and me and Odie are here. So Odie, you just got to know that if anything, there's a problem, and anything doesn't work, you get to blame it on Nathan.
Oh, and
you're
I
not
will.
Here.
I will let
when
him
you're not
know.
Here. It's your fault. And if something screws up with the calls, then it's Stacy's fault because she's not here. So we have built in excuses today.
And, love to hear that.
At any rate, I started to say it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, feng shui, astrology, and just general psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. So Natasha
Hello.
Is here as well. Anyway, I have to tell you, with the Spring Forward last week, you guys, and aside from springing forward, I was going to OD last week because, you know, I'm not a morning person and we lost an hour. I was going to make an executive decision and say, we're not going into the studio. We're zooming in because that way I don't have to get up quite so early after springing forward. But Nathan had just gotten back from the Philippines and he brought us special treats and presents from the Philippines. And so he said, you have to come into the studio because they won't last. You know, anyway, so we had to come into the studio last week and I can't remember being as tired as I was and having as trouble waking up as I did, you know, last Sunday and all of that. But boy, the other side of that coin is, man, it's taken me a few days to recover from the time change, you know, so that takes a while. But man, then have the weather change and get so spectacularly gorgeous. It's like, holy mackerel. I can tell I already feel better. Just, you know, with the longer days and the more light, and then you combine it with this spectacular weekend we're having, and holy mackerel, it was 71 here at my house yesterday. And Odie, I'm out in the country and in the forest, so really appreciate, you know, the extra light and the sun and all of that. But I actually had to go out and sit at my patio table. You know, it hasn't even been cleaned up after winter or anything, but I had to go out and sit with the birds and stuff yesterday, just because it was so wonderful. But I can feel a shift that my body's already starting to feel better with more light. Mm-hmm. So I'm real pleased. I'm just hoping that the powers that be will get it together and maybe we can just stay in daylight savings time now and not have to shift back again and stop this back and forth stuff.
Oh, I know. It's not, there's so much that's on the edge that we never know where life's going to go. So it's like, oh my gosh.
Well,
I would agree with you.
So we have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. And of course, as you know, phone calls take priority. We usually don't get to calls though till after 9:30 or so. But if you're eager to talk to me or Natasha about, or both of us about something, and you've got to get going on to something else, you can call anytime and, we will do our best to interrupt and get you on the air right away. However, now there just might be just a little snafu today. And so I'm just warning you ahead of time that Odie has said, well, you know, we're having a little bit of trouble with the phone lines. Okay. And I don't completely understand it. I know there's been an issue and we've been working on that, but it hasn't interfered with the show, but who knows today. But when you call in, Odie is who will be answering the phone. And what did you say, Odie? Depending on the time frame, you might have to get their phone number and call them back when we're ready for the call rather than leaving them on hold. But whatever, she's gonna have to be doing some tap dancing in the studio figuring this out. And if it doesn't work, it's Nathan's fault. So but well, as you know, I don't have any trouble letting everybody into the kitchen and know what's going on. So I'll just tell you what's happening. And if it's all messed up, it's all messed up. And oh, well, we'll deal with it. But just know that you might have to be a little persistent with phone calls today. But just in case, I'll give you phone numbers now. Jot them down if you don't already have them. And I'll let you know when it's, you know, we're officially opening lines, but you can call anytime. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All righty. So then we, of course, have to officially start the show, which we haven't done yet, Odie. Sometimes, you know, we got to fool around for a while before I officially start the show. But see, that's because I'm not a morning person. So you can relate to that. So how about that? Me, Natasha, and Odie, none of us are morning people. So, but here we are. So I hope you're there too. And I don't even think you need to show me what it looks like down there, Odie, because it's gorgeous and sunny. I have just completely blue sky and sunshine up here. What do you got that same thing down there, Odie?
Yeah, we've got sunny skies and we've got a high of 70 today. So if yesterday was any indication of what today might be, it's going to keep on going and that's going to continue on through Tuesday. And then by Wednesday, we're going to have maybe a chance of rain and mostly cloudy skies. But for the beginning of the week, we're looking at sunny, clear skies.
All right, Natasha. Natasha's up in the Skagit Valley. You got beautiful sunshine and blue sky up in your neck of the woods as well, I would imagine, right?
I so do have beautiful blue skies.
Wonderful.
I think that's the one nice thing about Washington is that when it becomes blue skies, we can so appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I already feel better. My physical body feels better just with the more daylight. And and then, gosh, to combine that with this wonderful weather, I mean, who's got spring fever? I don't know. I've got to. This will be one of the things we need to talk about because it's been an unusual winter weather and the schedule and stuff. And I don't know, but it seems that it's messed up the wildlife in my area. And their schedule's been as messed up as mine. And so, Natasha, that's one thing I want to talk to you about once we officially start the show is if you can help me figure out what's going on with, you know, the critters around me, especially the hummingbirds.
I have a deer in my backyard.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Deer.
And he's right there. Wow. Be gentle with ourselves. Be kind with ourselves. Be knowing with ourselves. Trust the leap that we're going into because it's a time for new energies.
And it's also my totem.
Yeah.
So good sign for Martha and for the show today. So excellent. Thanks for showing up, dear friend. Let's see. We will we'll talk a lot about what's going on with the animals. And then, boy, there's so much going on astrologically because, you know, we've just on a physical level, we've had the spring forward change and all of that. But we've got the spring equinox is happening this week. I think we got a solar eclipse. We just got stuff going on, and that's Natasha's department. So we'll dive into that astrological stuff and see what help and explanations and stuff we can get from Natasha.
Okay, I got to stop us. It's a mother deer with last year's fawn.
Oh, how fun. All right.
So
mom again, a deer and baby.
New beginnings. Wow.
Well, where the deer come to my yard, I can't see that out of my office window. So you never know. I could have deer in my yard, too. But I can't see them at the moment. So anyway, we'll talk all about the energy and what's going on with all of that. I do have an update about Stacy's Frenchie Bagman from last week, and she's given me permission to talk to Natasha about it, so we've been doing that. And I gotta say, just so you know, Natasha, catching you up, because I don't know if you were able to listen last week, but Nathan had a fabulous time in the Philippines. And it was a trip of a lifetime. And the kids, you know, the babies we're looking at that ended up being, Fia is Nathan's girlfriend's name, ended up being her niece or nephew.
Oh, I was right. Yeah.
Yep. So it's part of the family. So now I know who everybody is. And of course, had a wonderful time. He's already planning to go back in October. Sounds like, you know, the relationship is growing and it was a trip of a lifetime and everything was perfect and wonderful and all that cool stuff. So Happy to hear all of that. And then with all of the Philippines trip and that he's been hiding his girlfriend he's been canoodling with for the last couple of years, he didn't have a chance to tell us that he was becoming an uncle for the second time. So, but he has, he keeping up, I am in the loop. And I got lovely photographs last night and this morning from Nathan, and pictures of the new baby. And, you know, it's his brother and her and his wife that have the kids. And the first one, Genevieve, was I think she's about two now. And so now the new one is a second one is a girl. And they pick unusual names, but with really beautiful energy. And I think it's Adeline.
Mm-hmm. Adeline.
So I couldn't remember if it's Adeline or Adelaide. Is it Adelaide?
Adelaide, yeah.
Adelaide. Okay, so thank you, Odie. So Genevieve and Adelaide. I mean, beautiful energies, but kind of old-fashioned energy to those names, isn't it, to you guys? But really lovely names. And so pretty picture of mom and baby. And then I guess I don't know when this photograph was taken, but he sent me a picture inside the church, front of the altar, with Nathan's brother, his wife, and they're holding the baby. So obviously, I think the baptism, this could be a picture going on right now, or it could have been a picture from over the weekend. I'm not sure. But obviously, the baptism was this weekend, so Nathan will be home in the next day or so. But all seems to be well in his world and back there. And I wonder if he's Uncle Nate or Uncle Nathan. He's not really a Nate kind of guy, so I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll get a report from Nathan next
week. You never know what comes out of little ones' mouths to baptize us with new names.
Yeah. But anyway, it seems that all is well back east. And gosh, I'm looking at the clock here and thinking that I can't officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations and still be on time for advertisements. So how about, Odie, why don't we take care of our advertisers, because it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. And then as soon as we do that, then we can officially start the show and start our conversation with Natasha and open the phone lines in case anybody wants to call in. Does that sound like a plan, Odie? All right, so everybody, stay right where you are. We're going to take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back and officially start the show and our conversation. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
A thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they should be in the middle of their Sunday meditation at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. Service starts at 10 if anybody's on their way. And if you want to hear about all the great stuff coming up, at the Blue Lotus Temple, the Yoga Hall, the East West Bookshop in Edmonds, which is now open, pop on AnandaWashington.org, AnandaWashington.org. And then, of course, you know, when I'm not on the radio here, well, I'm still this when I'm on the radio, but I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and solve problems quickly and get them into the model citizenship department. And I work with people with new puppies and just to get them started and everything going there. I work with the teenagers that are totally spoiled and out of control, and then the older models that have been disasters their whole life or whatever. Doesn't matter, young, middle-aged, older, I'll work with you and your dog friends. And it is not true that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So I usually only have to see my clients once. I get things under control and then you get set up on a program to generalize and seed the behavior. I give you free phone follow-up once I've seen you. So it is really a great way to go. And I work very differently than most trainers do. So I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. And I'd love it if you'd spread the word and tell everybody you know with dogs, and especially if they have any problems or need some help or coaching, to call Aunt Martha, because I'll always talk to you for free on the phone and to explain to you how I work and what's involved and tell you what it'll cost and get you set up for a session if you'd like to work with me. So you can always give me a call, 360-217-7258. Not now, I'm on the radio, but you can call me after the show, or you can give this phone number to anybody you know that has dogs and needs help. 360-217-7258. All righty then. It is time to officially start the show. And if you haven't been here for Animal World, like Odie, then you know that, yeah, we've been on the air for a while, but you know, we're not morning people. It takes a while to get revved up here. So I officially start the show by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do, all of them contributed by one member of our Animal World family or another. And they've been picked because they're so powerful. and have dramatically changed lives of us as well as others. I know many of you do these on a daily basis as I do. If you would, you can repeat the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out, completely optional. Not like the love train and dancing at 10 and 11, dancing's required, but you can opt out of the prayers and affirmation section. Now I start with prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we will now move on to our pile of affirmations. Now, I say each affirmation out loud three times, and like I said, you can do that along with me, or not, completely up to you. This first one I got from my spiritual family a long time ago, and the suggestion was, do this affirmation once a day for a week, see what happens. Well, changed my life, so that's why it's included here. It can change yours too. And here we go, three times with this affirmation. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from actually Linda Rasmussen, who was in the studio with us last week. She is our best practitioner, neuroenergetic balancer. And you know, when she works with one of you human animals on the air, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. Well, that's where this affirmation came from, was given to someone on the air by Linda. And then it ended up being so powerful and so many were using it that I started using it. Whoop, shifted my life too. So use it, and it will change your life as well. And when you think of abundance, imagine when we're saying this affirmation, imagine what you need or want as abundance in your life. Here we go, affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty now, this next one comes from my spiritual family and the Italian division, and this is the affirmation I use to keep myself in good health and well-being and going out into the world with that mentality. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All right, this next affirmation, well, guess who? It comes from Natasha. And this is the one that we use to keep ourselves and our bodies kind of in alignment and accepting what's going on with this crazy energy that we're living in these days. And by the way, I do these affirmations for my animals as well. So here we go with this one. I am, or my body and I gently easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, the last affirmation to conclude this ritual of ours comes from the Ananda Institute. It is their Warrior of Light affirmation. As I do this, you want to send, we're sending God's light all over the planet. It is so needed. You know where. I mean, there's wars going on all over, not to mention the turmoil in our own country. So as we do this, send that light everywhere all over the planet. Here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, and then to conclude our affirmation ritual, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. And by the way, our closing affirmation here is his affirmation of the month that we're all supposed to be doing this every day a lot. And I'll tell you what, it really works. All right. So to conclude this, take your hands, cross them over your heart and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and you can carry it on into the week. And feel lots better. Okay, our job is done. All righty. So, we can get to our list of stuff we need to talk about. And as of now, I can officially say phone lines are open. And if you have a question for me, behavior training or healing questions, or anything about animal friends, or something you want to talk about, or if you'd like to know something about your animal friends, or if you want to talk to your animal friends or your human or animal loved ones on the other side, Natasha's great at that too. And so she can be of great help and guidance in reading the energy and that sort of thing. So if you would like to give us a call, we would love to chat with you. Phone lines open, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, so the big question today, Natasha.
Yes.
It's going to be, is there anybody out there but you and me? And Odie, okay? We know Stacy's playing golf, and we know Nathan's back east, and you know they're
and my husband's playing golf.
All right, and it's such a gorgeous day that everybody could be out in the sun. You know, I think it's going to take a little while for it to warm up enough so that you know you can hang and listen to Animal World, and then you can go outside and do stuff like you know me doing my Sunday chores. But you know that's after the show. So we'll find out if anybody picks up their call phone and gives us a call throughout the show. But aside from what we've talked about, you know the weather is spectacular. But I'd like to know, you know, Natasha, to get a feel for you. I mean, it really, at least at my house, like yesterday, I've been it's been getting warm and then cold, and then it's gotten warmer and then it's gotten cold. And, you know, it was several weeks ago that we're still, it's really, really cold, but it warmed up for a day or two. And all my frogs woke up. I told my frogs to go back to bed. And which mine did, on my property and the mm-hmm. Marshy forest land around me, but I could hear them off in the distance. And I know they were active in other areas around here. But like yesterday, with that spectacular warmth and sunshine mm-hmm. all day, nobody could wait anymore. In fact, I was wondering, because my frogs still hadn't woke up. Everybody woke up yesterday. And oh my gosh, that chorus of frogs where you can hardly hear yourself think, they're so loud. And the frogs are so loud that even inside the house with the doors and windows closed, you can still hear the frogs. Mm-hmm. And all day and all evening, and everybody woke up. And then this morning when I went out with Robbie before the show, the birds are all awake. Now, you know, there's birds here and there through the winter, but everybody was singing and there are birds everywhere. And my gosh, it just seems like spring has sprung, whether it's actually officially here or not. So I know, Natasha, the weather report coming up is, you know, it's going to stay like this today, but then tomorrow it starts to get a little cooler. And I don't know, I think it's by Wednesday or so, we might have a little bit of rain and we're getting back into more normal, cooler temperatures. But what's your sense? Are we really done with winter stuff and spring, or what's your sense?
Well, I have an understanding that there's going to be these, times where things are going to come through that's going to be odd. They're just going to be odd moments. But at the same time, we are moving the treadmill that path is moving towards spring, at least in the northern hemisphere. So going into this, that it's that tug and pull, but that's kind of representation of change. It's like, that are we sure we're done with the old stuff? Yeah. So it is going to be moving towards spring. We are going to have some dances of, really, is it that cold all again? But yet at the same time, it's moving through. I feel like there's some outer energies that are negotiating with our weather that's kind of making it a little bit odd. But we're getting into some bigger, you know, we're getting into spring.
Okay, so it would be premature then to assume that we're not going to have any more frosts or freezing. So it's a little too early to get too carried away with your planning and stuff, because the temperatures could dip. So pay attention to that. But the other thing you all have to really start paying attention to now is the temperature outside. Because remember, the big push here going into spring is fleas, 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 fleas. And when the temperature gets consistently above 50, then you're going to get any eggs, larvae, and stuff that were out in the ground and dormant over the winter, they'll start waking up and hatching. So occasionally going into the spring, it'll warm up enough that a few things hatch, and so there'll be a few fleas, and then it'll freeze again and everybody goes dormant again. So it's really important, if you don't use the heavy-duty chemical stuff on your animals to keep fleas off them all the time, which, you know, I don't use that stuff. I don't want that kind of stuff on my animals, and I don't want to be exposed to it. So at any rate, I kind of handle fleas in a more, you know, old-fashioned, normal way. So, you know, I have my flea comb going, and so I have a flea. We call it a bug check. So Robbie gets combed and bug checked, and so do the cats. And we're checking on a regular basis now with the temperature going the way it is, just to make sure we catch anything. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you had an infestation of fleas last year in your home or environment, then your opportunity to really break that cycle comes this year. And you want to make sure that you eradicate them in your home and keep them off your animals. But then, like I said, if you had an infestation in your home or property last year, then you need to spray the beneficial predatory nematodes in the late spring, early summer, It has to be consistently, you know, seriously above 50 before you can spray the nematodes, because they're little creatures that come in suspended animation, and you spray them on your grass and dirt and areas, and then they eat the larva and eggs of fleas and crane flies and that sort of stuff. So they're very cool. And once you eliminate them outside, then you don't have a problem. Like, I don't have fleas on my property, but lots of rodents, lots of deer and all of that. And they'll come in and drop, you know, the fleas that way. So that's why I still have to do fleas checks, because of the little flea carriers that come through all the time. So, okay. But so I guess we've talked about the weather and the fleas. We've got a lot more to talk about. But as I always say, phone calls take priority. And we're going to hold off, Odie, because of the time. So it looks like Pat and Kenmore know you're there. And but let's, in order to keep order, stay on track, let's take care of our advertisers right now. And then we will come back and go to the phone lines. Pat and Kenmore, you'll be up next. So stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of advertisers and get to the phone straight ahead. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. He's our best, our neuroenergetic balancing guy, Rasmussen Reset. If you would like to contact Dr. Nels, he likes you to do that through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation and would be happy to talk to you about you and your animal friends and how he can help. He also has the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program. It's also available through his website and his great newsletter that comes out once a month with our affirmation for the month and so forth, and great information. And so you really want to sign up for all of that. So go to healingministryforanimals.com. And our wonderful sound, you know, premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, has moved the Whispering Dragon Center into her home in Shoreline now. Great access, lots of parking, phenomenal experience to be in the gong room to hear the gongs and the acutonic forks. And she is such a gifted healer with chiropractics and acutonics and that sort of thing. It's just phenomenal to work with her in person, but she also works remotely. So check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Let's get rolling again here. And happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And have you got your green on? You know, I was raised, and boy, wearing green on St. Patrick's Day was a must, or you got pinched if you didn't wear green. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it last night. You know, when I was a kid and we were in school, I mean, wearing green on St. Patrick's Day was a big deal, you know, and we would get tricky because, you know, if you pinched somebody because you thought they didn't have green on, and then they did have green on, then they get a free pinch back at you. So we would get tricky and wear an outer layer of clothes that had no green, but then we'd have, you know, a green t-shirt or green socks or something like that. So I'm like that today. If you get through my layers, I have a green top and I have green socks on. Okay. So you can't pinch me, but you've got green. If you don't have green on, then consider yourself pinched from Aunt Martha, because I grew up with this tradition and I'm still a pincher if you don't wear green. And I'm pinching Natasha because I don't see any green.
I have green on. You just can't see it.
Oh, okay. So you're one of those trickers. What about you, Odie? Do I need to pinch you, or you got green on?
I have the green socks on.
Yay. All right. So we're all good. You can't pinch us. We've all got green on. So happy St. Patrick's Day. And I'm delighted to say, Natasha, we know that there's at least one other person listening. Not everybody's out in the sun, because we've got a call to go to. I think I know who we're talking to, but let's find out. We're going to Kenmore and Pat. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Martha and Natasha. Yes, we're glad to hear from you guys.
Ah, yes. Okay. I can tell by your voice you're not the Pat that I thought you might be.
Oh, yeah. I used to be in Kirkland, but I've been in Kenmore about 8 years, and I love it here.
All righty. Well, we're so glad that you joined us, because, you know, I wasn't sure if everybody's out in the sunshine or if anybody's listening. So it's nice to know you're there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So tell us what can we help you with today, Pat?
Well, the reason I'm calling earlier this week, probably maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, I had some vivid dreams about my my last pets that I had. The first one was my Westie named Frosty. I had him for about 10 years, and in my dream, he just, he was romping around our backyard and just
wow.
So happy and everything. And, you know, every morning I say my prayers and affirmations. And
good for you.
And I always thank them for their unconditional love and all the happiness they brought me. And then after he passed, I had three cats. And the next night, well, actually, with that last dream, the black cat, her name was Akasha, and she lived to be 17 years old. I had her and her brother. He was 19 when he passed, which just before I moved here. So
So do you, you don't have any animals currently that you live with, Pat?
I don't, yeah. The last time I talked to you, I think when Tasha was
But it sounds like this last week, you've, let me make sure that I understand this, because this is really, I know, a Natasha question. You've been having really vivid dreams about your previous animal friends.
Yes.
Especially Frosty the Westie, and then some of your cats have also been in the dreams, right?
Yeah, and then the next night it was really, it got me chuckling because Akasha's brother, Nico, he was a big gray tabby, just such a, you know, lovable cat. He was more like a dog. He liked to play and he was really outgoing. And then also Millie, who was a beautiful calico.
So you had all three of them come into your dreams, huh?
Yeah, and it was cute because, you know, one of those pet beds, they have kind of a cover and they're kind of, that kind of felt material or whatever. Well, all of a sudden, I saw Nico pop out of there, and then right after him was Millie. And they were just look young and beautiful.
Okay,
and
well, so we don't run out of time. What did you want to just know from Natasha? What's this all about? And our
what's up with that? You know, because it just seemed like.
Well, to me, this is there's no question that this isn't real. This isn't communication and visiting with all of this. But let's find out with the one who knows more about this than the rest of us, and that she does this, and find out. Because, I don't know, Natasha, what's going on with Pat and all her animals coming to visit? Are they trying to communicate with her or something? Or what does she need to know about all this?
Okay, so we're going in this time where the dimensions and the realities, you know, the dimensional realities around us are coming in, and they are aligning with us in the 3D world. So what I'm getting is that your animal friends and family have come back to remind you of your happier times. They want you to know that you did make a difference in their lives. But they want you to remember joy. They want you to remember that their times with you were times when they helped you through certain moments, and they want you to remember that you can persevere through that. That is their message to you, but their vision to you was joyfulness, happiness, and there is happiness in the midst of what you're going through.
Does that make sense, Pat?
Okay, you know, it really does, because lately I've been, my daughter who came back to from Australia, she's trying to go through some life changes, get some benefits back because of an illness, and everything's been difficult for her. And then also, neither one of us have seen her son, my grandson, for over 5 years, and I really want to get that going too. I don't, I'm not sure what.
Would you like Natasha to look at that energy as well?
Yeah, that'd be great too.
So this is obviously you have a daughter that's in turmoil, working stuff out. That would be stressful for you, and a reason for your animals to come back and remind you of the joy and all of that. But now you've also, so then you've got, it's your daughter's son?
And my grandson, right.
Your grandson. That, is this how old a person are we talking about, is this grandson?
Well, last time I saw him, he was almost 10. And
okay.
Now he's
and
16,
so you said you there's been no contact for a lot of.
No, I don't even know where he lives. He used to live in Everett, and I tried to.
So does your daughter not have contact? His mother doesn't have contact with him either?
No, nobody in our family, no.
Okay, well, Natasha, you want to dive in here? What else do you need to know, or what can you help? How can you help Pat with this?
That's an interesting situation to read into, because there's a lot of humanness in this, and when humanness is in this, it's hard to read the energies of the realities. Have you, when you were talking, I saw reaching out on social media. So is there a way that you can find him on social media?
Well, you know, we tried that once. She did. I have a friend who lived up in Everett, and he was able to get a picture at a birthday party. This might have been a year or so ago, and he just looks so wonderful. He's actually with his father, who remarried, and so he has a half sister and everything. But he
yeah, and I'm getting that this happy. Is not. Yeah, this is not going to be about your daughter. It's about your journey with this.
Okay.
So you reach out. You say, hey, just was thinking about you. Don't know where you're at. Don't know what you're doing. But yet at the same time, I just wanted to let you know that I, Pat.
And she should do that on social media somehow?
Well, there's a way to find...
Or just mentally? I mean, what do you think?
Well, okay, so there's a way with social... And this is not negotiating the spiritual message I'm getting with the human part of this. So what I was getting is that, you know, finding him on social media and then finding a way to, let's say, usually there's a way to personal message them through
right.
social media. And maybe reaching out and just speaking as an I, not necessarily you and your daughter, but you as an I, you as a Pat. I would like to just say, hi, I've been thinking about you. I know that, you know, we don't necessarily engage with you, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, that I do care about you. And I do, you know, you finding your own words. I'm just throwing out these words as they're coming to me. So they're kind of discombobulating, but
okay.
But it's that there's something about you, Pat, reaching out to him, not you and your daughter reaching out to you.
Okay. So the better chance of a connection if Pat does the reaching out.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not very good at the social medias. So I'm not really. I use my
yeah,
tablet
but that,
mostly
that's
for
where that's where you find somebody else, not your
okay.
daughter. There's something about your daughter's energy that feels I don't, and I mean this with love. There's a sabotaging energy with it, and maybe it's because of her going through changes and stuff. But if you do it when it feels right to you, and don't do it out of fear and all that kind of stuff, just do it out of, you know, I just want to say hi.
Okay.
Okay,
how do
so
I say
that? We've got yeah. the dreaming of the animals. We know that, Pat, that is your animal friends definitely connecting with you and wanting to let you know how much they love you and what a great life you gave them and that they want to bring you back to the joy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all
they
about
do.
The joy and all of that. So think about your animals, especially if you're feeling down. Think of that little Frosty and the kitty popping out of the cat bed and all of that stuff to keep you in the joy. Then with the grandson, it feels like you're the one that needs to do the reaching out via social media. And that has the greatest chances of there being a connection. We're almost out of time, but just ever so briefly, Natasha, if you look at the energy going forward, if Pat reaches out on her own, do you see eventually a connection and a resolution in this relationship, or is that not seeable at this time?
At this time, I see that there is a possibility of planting the seed
okay.
of knowing that she's there. But not necessarily in the next like year or two. That's
but down
the energy,
the line.
Right? Yeah, but yeah. down the line, this is the planting of the seed for you.
Okay, this
for
is
him
the
to
beginning.
Know the beginning. This is
so
the beginning.
So stay in joy. Do this communication with joy. But Pat, find a way to reach out on social media.
Okay. Also, okay. can I ask real quick, what's your advice of going to a family law attorney? I don't know any, and that's part of my daughter's problem. She's traumatized because of the court decision that she didn't have custody and all this.
Okay, well, just what you need to know is that we are up against the clock and
okay.
We have to go on. So what I need to know from you, Pat, would you like to hold on and after we love train and change over the hours, we can bring you up again on the other side in the next hour and continue the conversation?
Yeah, no, I think you've given me good advice. I just, in the back of my head, it keeps telling me to get in touch with an attorney, but I don't know.
Trust the process and ask the questions. Trust the process and be willing to ask questions. You may not step into all those answers that you get, but be willing to ask questions right now. You'll find the answer and the path.
All right. That's all the time we got. Call us back if you need to, and good luck in the search. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, everybody, it is time for a love train. That means it's the exercise and dancing portion of the show, and this is to get us up and moving and juices flowing and more energy for the day and the week. And remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and cruise by and pick you up. And as we're love training, think about when they're talking about sending the love around, you know where. Got a couple wheelers going on in our own country, so send the love everywhere. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, so here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues, 2 hours to go with Natasha, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.